Football fans in Northern Ireland, England, Scotland and Wales will watch their teams play their final qualification matches tonight for the World Cup, although now only England have a chance of qualifying. Brazil is where the finals will be held, a country which has won the World Cup 5 times. That's a better record than anyone in the competition. But would they ever have got to be such a force in the game had it not been for the football zeal of a certain Englishman? Or was it a Scotsman? Or an Anglo-Scot? Bruce Douglas reports.
In 1940, a short-sighted Brazilian football commentator, unable to see who'd just scored, gestured to a friend to write the name down while he filled the airtime. Few dispute Rebelo Júnior's claim to the original Latin American goal announcement, but the question of who introduced the sport to Brazil is much more controversial. Ask almost any Brazilian, such as these spectators watching a kickabout in Rio, and they will tell you...
Charles Miller.
Miller, não sei o que, Miller, em inglês.
Ah, Charles Miller. É
Charles Miller.
Charles Miller. Charles Miller.
Charles Miller, the Brazilian-born son of a Scottish father and English mother. Sent to school in Southampton, in 1894, Charles Miller returned to Brazil with 2 footballs and the FA rulebook, which he used to set up the football team of the Sao Paulo Athletic Club, establishing himself as the father of Brazilian football in the process. But elsewhere in Brazil, at around the same time, if not earlier, other European immigrants were starting to play football.
My name is Murilo Guimarães, and I am 85 years old.
You're 85 years old.
85.
Mr. Guimarães is one of the founders of the local museum in Bangu, a suburb in the west of Rio. In the early 1890s, it was a small town built around a textile factory where Mr. Guimarães' grandfather worked. Many of the original workers were British immigrants who played music on their days off.
It's a long, long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to work.
One of the first immigrants to work in the factory was Thomas Donohoe, a football-obsessed Scot from Busby, just outside Glasgow. Julia Hoveri, the daughter of another of the museum's founders, told me why she thought he was more important than Charles Miller in the history of Brazilian football.
Because of the way he brought the ball. When he first took the ball on the train, coming back to Bangu, people were staring at him. What was that?
So he brought the first football on the train from Rio to Bangu.
Mm-hmm, from port. Coming with his family, his wife and his kids came from Scotland. And in a letter, he asked them to bring a ball, a football, so then he could practice his day off with his friends from work.
O Bangu tem também a sua história, suas glórias.
Clécio Regis is a set designer, sculptor, and supporter of Bangu Football Club. So we're in this huge workshop where various bits of scenery are being constructed. There's a strong smell of paint. We're walking towards a large statue of Thomas Donohoe. Can you describe the statue for me?
It's a statue measuring 4.5 meters in bronze. The monument is going to go up in the first place, where a football was kicked in Brazil, 8 months before Charles Miller.
And so do you hope that your statue will change people's minds about who brought football to Brazil?
There's no doubt about it. It's going to be a pilgrimage site for football lovers.
But outside Bangu, few support that claim. Antonio Carlos Napoleão is the official historian of the Brazilian Football Association. He says Charles Miller deserves the credit.
I think it's very vague, this idea that there was some guy from Scotland who played 3 matches in Rio de Janeiro. That's playing football. That's not implanting football. They're 2 completely different things. Charles Miller came, implanted football, created a club, and helped to launch the first official championship.
Bangu, an unfashionable suburb with a second division football club, is long used to being ignored by Brazilians. But with the statue of Donohoe due up next month and the World Cup around the corner, hopes are high that it can persuade foreign fans of its claim to be the birthplace of football in Brazil.